How to Honor a Hoosier, the Sagamore of the Wabash on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the exhibit Hoosiers in Hollywood at the Indiana History Center, Indianapolis, demonstrating how Indiana has been well represented in Hollywood. Information at indianahistory.org. Most states recognize their favorite sons and daughters. In Indiana, the governor confers an esoteric-sounding title, the Sagamore of the Wabash. This award honors those who have made a significant contribution to life in the Hoosier State. The designation was created in the late 1940s during the administration of Governor Ralph Gates. When the governor discovered that he was to be made a Kentucky colonel during a tri-state meeting, Gates quickly devised the award as a way of reciprocating the honor. The word Sagamore comes from the Algonquin language and refers to a lesser chief to whom the tribe's true chief would turn for wisdom and advice. One need not win the Indy 500 or write Stardust to be honored as a Sagamore of the Wabash. The award has been bestowed upon ordinary people who have shown outstanding service to Indiana. Recipients have ranged from IU President and Chancellor Herman B. Wells to Garfield the Cat, the creation of Muncie native Jim Davis. The recipient need not even be from Indiana. Willie Nelson, for example, was honored for his work on behalf of American farmers. It has been estimated that more than 14,000 awards have been made in all, although an official tally has not been kept. A prevailing sentiment in recent years, however, is that the Sagamore has been given out too frequently. In March 2006, Governor Mitch Daniels announced that he would revive the Sachem Award as the state's highest honor and make just one appointment a year. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society.